The Freedom Waters Foundation is a nonprofit organization that offers free boat outings for children and individuals with special needs, as well as veterans. Originally based in Naples, Florida, the foundation has expanded to other southeastern states. This August, it will be coming to Lac des Flambeaux. The organization was founded back in 2006. It has since become well known for the experience it offers to those who previously might not have been able to enjoy relaxing on the water. Deborah Frankel is the executive director and founder of Freedom Waters. She shares some of the many benefits these boat outings have to offer.
It allows the families, one, to do things together that they might not be able to otherwise do. So they get to enjoy a special time together. Being on the water has a natural healing effect for everyone because our bodies are made of 70% of water. So there is a natural healing that happens when we connect with the water and being out on the water.
In order to make these outings accessible and comfortable for all, Freedom Waters also offers accommodations for those who require special equipment or needs.
What we do is we make sure that whatever need is out there, that we match the boat up with the person's need. So if a person's a wheelchair, we'll make sure we put them on a wheelchair-accessible pontoon boat.
In 2022, Freedom Waters offered over 3,500 water outings to families, veterans, and individuals with special needs. The organization is expecting a smaller yet similarly successful turnout when they come to Lac des Flambeaux on August 13th at Dillman's Bay Resort. This expansion to Wisconsin is attributed to the owners of Dillman's Bay Resort, who attended a Freedom Waters event in Florida and wanted to host an event of their own in Wisconsin, working hand-in-hand with the organization to make it happen. If you or someone you know would be interested in participating in or volunteering for this event, you can sign up online with the link included at WXPR.org. For WXPR News, I'm Sydney Kukon.